We are not going to tolerate this in Austin, and you have seen every stop will be pulled out, and the federal agencies have all jumped in with us to lend us a hand and to bring this to as quick of a resolution as possible.
That was Chief Brian Manley of the Austin Police Department in Texas at a press conference on Monday, warning people not to open suspicious packages. Three letter bombs over the last 2 weeks have left two people dead and another woman hospitalized around Austin. Now, police believe the attacks are connected. The two men killed were both African-American, and a 75-year-old Hispanic woman was hospitalized. This has all raised the prospect that the attacks could be racially motivated. Saida Hassan is development and affordability reporter for public radio KUT in Austin. Saida, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what are some of the details of these package bombs? It's a remarkable set of crimes.
It really is. So the first explosion happened on March 2nd, and this was sort of in north-northeast Austin, and a 39-year-old man was actually killed as a result of that attack. And at the time, police thought that his death was certainly suspicious, but they thought that it was sort of an isolated incident. And that's changed in recent days, as we saw with the two additional explosions that happened yesterday.
Well, can investigators tell anything about a potential suspect based on the devices used? Were they sophisticated? Do they show a lot of detailed knowledge of bomb making? What are they trying to piece together here?
Well, I was at the press conference where our interim police chief, Brian Manley, described these packages, and he said that they were box-type packages. He didn't tell us a lot as far as, you know, what types of explosives were used, but essentially they were made to look like kind of this, you know, innocuous, just a package left on people's doorstep. They weren't marked with any postal service markings or anything of that nature, but, you know, people thought that it was just a package that was presumably delivered for them, and when those victims actually went and approached and touched or moved those packages, that's when they were triggered and those explosions occurred.
And have police made any ties between the victims? Do they know each other or have anything in common that might help explain why they were targeted?
Sure. So we're beginning to hear some new information come in. So the Washington Post actually reported last night that the victims of the first two attacks were both members of prominent African-American families here in Austin. And the victim of this latest attack doesn't have any apparent connection, at least nothing that's come out as of yet. She was a 75-year-old Latina woman. So there's still a lot of uncertainty. But again, police say that they are not really ruling out the possibility of a hate crime because, again, all of the victims so far have been racial minorities.
Racial minorities, and you mentioned that the two men killed in the attacks a couple of weeks ago were from prominent African-American families. Are police saying anything more about the potential of a racially motivated set of crimes here?
Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of new information at this point. You know, they just said that they are approaching this from all angles and exploring all the possibilities, including a potential hate crime. But we really don't know a whole lot in terms of whether these folks were specifically targeted or whether these were random attacks.
Well, Saida, I called it a shocking set of crimes. It really boggles the mind if you're living in a neighborhood on the outskirts of Austin all of a sudden to have letters, packages, essentially exploding. It's really amazing. You've been speaking to some neighbors after yesterday's bombing. What have they been telling you?
Sure. So I went out to the neighborhood in southeast Austin where this third and latest explosion happened. And there were so many folks just out on the sidewalk trying to get a sense of what exactly was going on and trying to see past these emergency vehicles that were blocking the road. I talked with one young man, Isaiah Guerrero, who is actually a 15-year-old high school student who was home for his first day of spring break. And this was certainly not how he was expecting to spend his first day off of school. And Isaiah told me that he felt the force of the explosion. It shook his house, and he actually climbed onto the roof of his home to see what had happened. So a lot of questions, a lot of folks just trying to gain an understanding of what's going on. I also talked with another woman whose grandmother lived on the street where the explosion took place, and she was told that her grandmother was evacuated on a bus along with some other residents, and she took an Uber across town to come and check on her grandma and you know, get some answers as to what was going on. And she was eventually able to locate her. So just a lot of folks, you know, people have their guard up. People are really looking to you know, see what exactly is going on and searching for some answers.
It's completely understandable. Meanwhile, I mean, these attacks happen sort of on the outskirts. Downtown in Austin is the South by Southwest Festival going on right now, the Music and Culture Festival. Like 400,000 tourists, people coming in for the conference. Now, these attacks are kind of taking place far away, but is it affecting security for this big festival?
Right. So South by officials, I haven't heard anything specific from them in terms of this affecting security at festival events in particular. But I do know that it sort of just brought a heightened sense of awareness citywide. And, you know, folks are just being encouraged by local authorities to be aware, to keep a lookout for any suspicious packages, you know, anything that they don't recognize, and just to be extra vigilant. But authorities did reassure us yesterday that they've got enough, you know, boots on the ground to patrol both the downtown area where most of these festival events are taking place, as well as respond and be mindful of any other security concerns that there are throughout the city.
And then before we run, Saida, what about instructions for regular people around town? What are police telling them? Obviously, you have to look out for suspicious packages, but people pick up packages, letters all the time, every day. It's part of life. You don't think about it. Now, I imagine that a lot of people around Austin all of a sudden are thinking about it.
Right. It really has, I think, brought, you know, just kind of a heightened sense of concern around something that it tends to be part of our everyday life. You know, receiving a package is not something that you usually have to think twice about. But, you know, I think that folks are really just, you know, I think the police chief just kind of put the word out there. If you see something, say something. If you get a package that you weren't expecting, especially something that doesn't have, you know, any sort of markings that it was delivered by the postal service or another courier service, because one of the things that does stand out about these packages is that they did not have any sort of markings or, you know, stamps or anything from the postal service. Police said that it appears that they were left outside all of the victims' homes overnight. So just to be mindful if there is something there that you weren't expecting.
Two people killed, one person injured in Austin. Mysterious package bomb. Saida Hassan, development and affordability reporter for KUT Austin. Saida, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.